But Philip, the crowd, the congregation began to grow. So I can't tell you all of it in this short message. Began to grow so until they had to select some help for the 12 apostles. So they selected 7 men, you know, 7, to help with the administration of the business that was transpiring because people were being neglected and grumbling were taking place. And so Philip was one of the ones that was selected to help with this administration. They said, it's not right for us to leave the word of God and prayer and serve table. So we have to get some people full of the Holy Ghost. Notice, full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Not just somebody you jumped off the street or somebody just because they could count real good. You had the qualification with full of the Holy Ghost. So they began to administrate this. They took Stephen. He was such a powerful man. Just a deacon. They stoned him to death. Yeah. And when they did, Jesus stood up and gave him an ovation. Yeah, he did. If you don't think I'm telling the truth, read the Bible. Jesus stood up. And he stood up and gave him an ovation. But Philip got promoted from that office of a deacon to an evangelist. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria. What did he do? He went down and he preached Christ. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You notice he didn't say anything about the Baptists. Didn't say anything about the Methodists. Didn't say anything about it. I'm the word of faith. He didn't mention none of those names. He preached Christ. Anybody in the house? What did he preach? He preached Christ. Glory to God. And he preached Christ unto them. What happened when you preach Christ? And the people, like on the day of Pentecost, when they heard this noise, they stopped doing what they were doing. And these people, when they heard what Philip was preaching, the Bible said, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing what? The miracles which he did. What were you doing, Philip? Let's keep on reading. Hallelujah. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Remember, this was a mixed race of people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, came out of what? Many of them that were possessed with them. And many taken with what? The palsies. They had paralysis. Hallelujah. The body parts didn't function right. Flopping around. Huh? Glory to God. And then he went on to say what? And that was lame. Were healed. Watch this. Preach Christ unto them. You got to remember, when a single one of these people was saved, but yet Philip did what? He worked miracles. He drove out what unclean spirits. That which was paralyzed or had to pause it was made right. And those that were sick were healed. Am I right? And there was what? Great joy in the city. Well, glory to God. It's time for some great joy to be in this congregation. It's time for some great joy to be among us when we come together. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So what do you have going on in your life this morning that's plaguing you? And the enemy keep harassing you and keep telling you you'll never be free of this. Well, I brought to you what Philip brought to those Samaritan people. Hallelujah. You know, in order to give anything, there has to be a receiver. I don't know if y'all listen. If you close up today, and I know the anointing is here, he's ready to impart to you what you need from God Almighty. But you open up and get rid of two like blind body male. He pulled off that old garment when he heard Jesus was coming. Hello? And he began to say, Jesus, Jesus. Huh? Y'all don't hear, do y'all hear me today? He began to say, Jesus, Jesus. And the crowd went to blind body males. Said, shh, be quiet. And the more they said, shh, the louder he got. Hey, son of David. Huh? I said, that's what did he do? He said, hey, son of David. They said, shh. Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus heard him. I said, Jesus heard him. I said, what is it? I said, it's this crazy man over here. He keep calling for you. Jesus said, bring him here. Hallelujah. What do you want today? You want to stay like you are? Are you going to cry out to our risen Savior? Philip told those people down in Samaria about Jesus and his goodness. The lame began to walk. Those that were sick got healed. Those that had evil spirit got delivered. Those that couldn't hold themselves together were made whole. What do you want in your life today? What do you want God to do for you? What do you want to happen in your family today? What do you want? What do you want? Hallelujah. There's a miracle. I said there is a miracle in God's house today. There is a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory.